Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
PR Politics. I'm chatting with Dr. Carol Lieberman right now. Dr. Lieberman is a psychiatrist, practices in both in California, primarily in Beverly Hills and in the area of Malibu. Very, very bright lady. I want to get her opinions on three issues that I think are absolutely paramount right now in what's going on politically in the United States. First of all, in terms of the racial issue, as epitomized last night on the Oprah Winfrey special, which I believe is going to be aired not only last night, Thursday night, but also Friday night, I'm seeing an awful lot of anger, and I guess what I'm asking for here is an opinion on, is anger the best way to solve whatever problem exists? What do you think, Carol?
Obviously not. I am calling this Corona crazy.
Okay.
There are a number of things that have gone into what how our society is reacting today. It started with coronavirus. It started with having to confront our mortality because of coronavirus and the fear that that caused, the contradictory misinformation, all of the psychological issues, you know, anxiety, depression, PTSD, all of that. Then the economic hardship, the touch deprivation, watching people die on ventilators and dying alone. And then we developed a thing called what I'm calling Corona rage, which is like road rage, people having a short fuse. You know, with road rage, somebody just does something relatively minor and a person totally explodes. So that was the setting. And then George Floyd was murdered by Derek Chauvin, and that lit the fuse. And we had the protests, and the protests became the riots because they were hijacked by extremists and looting and so on. So now our society is self-destructing. They're not thinking. They're not using any intellect that they might have. They're just reacting emotionally with rage, as you were, you know, as you originally asked. And so people are, you know, when you make a decision or do something out of rage, that is ultimately self-destructive. It's just we're being self-destructive as a society, individually and as a society, and making all kinds of very self-destructive decisions, the best example of which is defunding the police. I mean, here we are in the midst of this chaos and riots and looting and anarchy, and to defund the police, in other words, to take away anyone who might have some power to calm the violence and to get people back under control is just the epitome of insanity.
Well, that's what Dr. Secretary of Housing said. He said the same thing. America's thinking about doing what? He just didn't get it. Obviously a very successful man in the medical profession who is now in government, and he also happens to be African American. Let me say this, and that is that anger is a very destructive emotion, but the Democrats are clearly using that as their platform to degrade the president, et cetera, making what I believe are false accusations against him, against his lack of action, et cetera, et cetera. And it seems to me, Dr. Lieberman, that more and more people are buying into that. And I realize they're angry, and I realize they simply want to hurt somebody. And I think what they're looking to do is they're looking to hurt President Donald Trump. Is that a valid assumption on my part, Doctor?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, everything, this has been simmering from even before he got elected, but certainly from the time he took office, that everything gets to be blamed on him. You know, there is still, as much as people want to say it's trite or, oh, it's not still true, you know, the anger that Hillary didn't win, that is very much still there. And all of these things that we have been seeing come from that. And now that it's getting closer to the election, it's really scary to think of how this might well escalate even further as we get closer to election day. And it comes from, actually, in terms of the Democratic platform, you know, like looking at Bernie Sanders, going back a ways, and looking at Bernie Sanders and his idea of socialism, communism, all of that, the reason why there was support for that amongst a surprisingly large amount of the population, I believe, comes from 9/11.
Yeah.
Comes from ever since 9/11, people have been feeling, and especially the generation that was growing up right after 9/11 and having parents who were terrified after 9/11 and terrified of the ongoing threat of terrorism, which there certainly still is, it has made people feel like they want somebody to take care of them. They want mommy and daddy to take care of them. They feel helpless. They don't feel strong enough to take care of themselves. So the idea of at least socialism, where they are being taken care of from, having their diapers changed and bibs on, became more and more, attractive. And I think that this is all part of, when Sanders dropped out, clearly part of that was getting Biden to agree to take over some of his ideas. And the more chaos that there is, the more it will be attractive to people to have to be taken care of.
You know, Carol, I just want to say one thing right now that I think is very interesting. I have a lot of very active listeners on our blog, and some of them, quite frankly, are incredibly bright individuals. I want to tell you something that one of my listeners, who happens to be a retired economics professor, PhD, et cetera, from Purdue University, I want to tell you what he says, and I'm not going to give his name. He says, quote, "This will sound like a racist comment, but it could have be that much of the black community consists of many lazy people that are happier on welfare. Here's my justification for the above statement. Don't you believe Democrats repeatedly say you can't make it on your own, you need our help, etc., etc.? I think there is a little bit of validity to what this listener had to say. Any comments on that?
Well, the only thing I'll say, which is not a direct answer, but by the Democrats telling people of any race, you know, you need our help, that feeds into it. But the other thing is that, as it turns out, Derek Chauvin, actually, this wasn't a random act of police brutality against a black man. As it turns out, he knew George Floyd. They both worked at the same nightclub,
right.
And there was personal animosity before he then met him in the street and killed him. So, you know, I would think that this should, that if things hadn't gotten so out of control, this should take the wind out of the sails of the whole, the whole movement that has, the whole chaos and protests that have come since then, because it isn't just a random act of police brutality against blacks. But I think that maybe it has gotten so far out of control that I don't know that they're going to give more than a nod to that.
You know, I have to tell you, I think we said just about everything, Carol, on this subject that we can say, and I'm going to have to take a real quick commercial break here in about 30 seconds. So let me just say this. I am not frightened necessarily about what's going on in society, but I'm very, very concerned. And the reason I would say that is because I think what's going on right now is not in the best interest of our country. 20 seconds to wrap it up. Go ahead, Carol.
Well, I think you should be frightened. I am frightened. I think everything, is more out of control. We're going down the rabbit hole between COVID and this race war. We really need a lot to put this back under control.
No question about that, and we hope that happens. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. I'm going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Another segment of KER Politics. You know, we just talked with Carol Lieberman. She had some comments about what's going on in society. Now we're going to be talking with Dr. Frieda Birnbaum. Frieda is a clinical psychologist. I would have to believe that she's coming probably from the same place that Dr. Lieberman is. Let me say this. Number one, I'm terrified as to what's going on. Frieda, mob psychology and social reform, what comments do you have?
Lots of comments. First of all, you know, we're talking about, it doesn't seem like it right now because we should not panic, but these are ordinary people, and they're really getting swept up under these circumstances of throwing rocks and looting or even killing because of the underlying incidences in their lives. They've been feeling this pressure of injustice for 400 years, let me put it that way. And there's this deep-seated resentment and disappointments that have been brewing all along. So we're talking about people who are rioting, not people who are protesting and really getting people into situations. They pulled a man out of the store and actually he died because they were physically abusive with him. So it's really a joyful release for these people, as well as a feeling of not having anyone know who they are. They become anonymous with this, and this is the way they feel that they can be not attacked or held responsible. And it's called mass psychology, as Freud described it. So it's not only criminals, but just often underlying conditions that rise to such behavior, with social conditions becoming intolerable as we speak about this. Is there anything you'd like to say? Because the next thing I'll talk about is the social police reform.
No, the one comment I want to make is, so far I agree with you. I'm a little bit emotionally involved in this situation, Doc, and the reason I am is because my twin grandsons live in Seattle. Parts of Seattle right now, as we are recording, are in a total state of anarchy, and some of the protesters are armed, and that concerns me. Let's go on with what you're talking about. Maybe you can help me out a little bit.
Well, you know, to address that, first of all, because that does need to be looked at right away before I talk about the other topic, and that is that we do need to look at the mayor and the governor to restore functioning in these cities, because these rioters cannot take over. This cannot become a lawless country. We need to be in charge, and if the military needs to come in, these are two aspects that we need to look at. The root of the problem, which I will talk about, and society getting back to functioning in a peaceful way, and to allow the police to do their jobs, because not all policemen are bad people or horrible people. They're there for society at large, but residents do need to live in the cities and not being frisked or forced or killed because they have small businesses. So that's really a problem as we speak that's ongoing right now, and there's a huge urgency, and you can hear it by my voice, that there's no reality here of going back. We need to stay foremost in what's happening with us today and take care of it. But then let's talk about the root of the problem.
What is it?
The root of the problem is, you know, equality with our economics, with underprivileged people feeling that they're in poverty, with families that have no structure, with police being seen as villains. And we need to look at kids who have drug problems, not as criminals and put them in prison. They need to go to rehab, like my white neighbors do here in the neighborhood. And we need to be able to also have counseling without a stigma involved. A lot of these parents, a lot of these kids don't have fathers. A lot of these mothers work double jobs. Or even worse, they're on drugs, and so what do? They go to gang members, so for some kind of emotional support, and that's when things go downhill. We need policemen to go into their communities and to help them socially, to talk to them, to be surrogate fathers to these boys as if they're their sons, how to get into the middle-class mentality and mindset of education, success, and give them privilege that they don't really have. That's really the core of what's going on. Policemen need to shoot to stop, not to kill. They need to be a member of the community. They need to be someone that when they're looked at by the black community as, here's our friend. Here's somebody who understands us. Here's somebody that's going to take care of us. Not somebody like this little girl that we saw on TV the other day who's afraid and said to the police officer, wait, are you going to shoot me when I get older too? How horrible. What a horrible life to live. I've lived under discrimination as a second-generation Holocaust survivor, but it wasn't written on my face. I could get away with whatever it is. I didn't want to get away, and I protected my parents, who looked like two little Jewish immigrants. So I know what the pain of being discriminated is about. And I know that when we go to this and it becomes a different lifestyle, that anger will subside. But right now, we need to do something else. We need to go into the situation, white and black neighborhoods, and we need to reinforce what the right behavior really is. And if that means putting the military in there right now, I hate to say this, we may have to. Momentarily, because mob mentality means you become pulled into what is in your environment. If I were there, I would also be pulled into part of that because you feel their pain and you understand that they have the right to feel that they do. But then to be pulled into killing other people, we need to stop that immediately. We don't have time to counsel. We need to reinforce laws. I know that there's a mayor who's actually in L.A. who's actually cutting $100 to $150 million from police departments for underprivileged young people for them to go into their communities. Okay, but let's be careful with that, because if we don't have enough police, we're not going to be protected, and we're going to keep going on with this 970 protests in 400 cities, and 80% of them have been peaceful. So let's give that credit what it's due and stay with the fact that if we keep moving together and working together, we'll come out, but right now we have to use other tactics.
You know, I agree 1,000% with what you're saying, Dr. Frieda, and the reason I say that is because common sense is basically, it's a God-given attribute for everybody, and it strikes me that continuing to disrupt businesses, injure people, continue to make unrealistic demands is something that's not going to solve the problem. You guys out there, I have to tell you, one of the reasons Frieda is such a valuable guest on the show is because she has come out today and given an alternative and not just complain. Dr. Frieda, thank you so much.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Expand your life with ExtendoVite.
After about a month of ExtendoVite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. the mayor of Boston has declared racism a public health emergency, opening the door to making changes in police policy in the city.
There are other steps that we have to take in housing, in education, in economic development.
Also, police reform is coming to New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed sweeping legislation into law.
The community pays for the police department that they want. So what police department do you want?
Some states are seeing a spike in coronavirus cases. The CDC put out new guidelines. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says preventative measures work.
You can improve on the economy. You can get people back to work and still do the fundamental things like wearing a mask all the time when you're outside, of having this physical distance, of avoiding the congregation and crowds.
This is USA Radio News. President Trump has chosen to delay his rally in Oklahoma by one day. He says he wants to respect a holiday called Juneteenth, which is important to black Americans. More people are banning the Confederate flag after the riots in Minneapolis over the death of George Floyd. With more on this story, here's USA's John Hunt.
Amazon is reportedly removing the immensely popular 70s series The Dukes of Hazzard from its streaming library as it reviews its content offerings in the wake of racial tension. The TV series ran on CBS for 7 seasons, and it follows the adventures of Beau and Lou Duke, who create mischief in their fictional small town of Hazzard County, Georgia. The show has been criticized over the years, especially for the boys' well-known car, the General Lee, which has a Confederate flag on the roof. The move would be in line with a recent decision made by HBO Max, which removed the Oscar-winning Civil War film Gone with the Wind from its library.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Second half of KER Politics. We're going to devote this entire almost half hour to a gentleman who has been on this program about a dozen times so far. He's a best-selling New York Times author, very well known in the political field. He just put out an electronic book that I purchased a couple of nights ago, and we're going to talk a little bit about that book. But rather than talk about just that book, we're going to talk about the guts of the book, and I'll tell you why we're going to do that. By the way, I've got Lieutenant Colonel McKinney on the line with me right now to help out with this interview. Dr. Corsi, Jim and I both live in the Pacific Northwest. We're about 2 hours north of Seattle, Washington. And I'm sure you know what's going on in Seattle, Washington right now. Now, your book deals with the plan of the left to derail the Trump administration. We both feel very, very strongly, Dr. Corsi, that that is exactly what's going on right now. And some of the actions that are going on right now are embarrassing to both Jim and myself, and I'm sure to you, as being red-blooded American patriots. Talk a little bit about why you think the left is doing what it's doing, and I'm assuming, Dr. Corsi, that you believe the left is 100% behind the violent, illegal demonstrations. Is that a correct assumption on our part, sir?
Yeah. That's all correct, Al. That's all correct. Look, I wrote this book, which is about the plan to remove Donald Trump from the presidency. It's a e-book, and it's on my website, Corsi, C-O-R-S-I,
CSINation.com. That's the only place you can get the book, and it can be downloaded. Also, people have difficulty downloading it. I'll send it to them by email. There's contact information on the website. But the point is, I wrote this book because the information I have and the analysis I've done, it's very clear that the Democrats are now at the last desperate stages of trying to remove Trump from office. And everything we've seen is coordinated, starting with Russiagate and through Ukraine. And then we have a trial in the Senate, and the Democrats then exploit COVID-19 to prolong the shutdown. And now we've got Antifa, and we've got Black Lives Matter in the streets, destroying cities. And I'm saying, you know, next thing they'll do is they're going to try. The army, the military sounds like it's insubordinate. I was absolutely shocked. Looks like Secretary of Defense Esper took a knee to Black Lives Matter last week. I guess now I understand why this military stood down at Benghazi. I'm raising lots of questions about that. And the next thing we'll have the 25th Amendment. They'll try to say that Trump is mentally incompetent. They're insane. Now, I'm reverse engineering it. I wrote this book so that when you see the plan of what they're doing, and you put it all together, now you see a picture of insubordination, revolution, disloyalty, anti-Americanism, hatred of America, that now Trump will know what to do, and so will the American people know how to respond. I'm actually saying and tweeting today that you've just seen the Democratic Party 2020, this is their presidential campaign. It's Antifa violence, breaking up cities, breaking heads, Occupy, as they're doing in Seattle, those Occupy Wall Street, Black Lives Matters, to calling everybody racist and putting big yellow letters and everything down Martin Luther King Square. You go on and on, the burning down of our cities, the shutting down of our economy. Let's fire the police. We don't need any judges. Let's have the Antifa be the police. If this is a picture you like, if you want to live in that world, the Democrats have just shown you what they're going to deliver. And if you want to vote for Joe Biden, who now we even know is getting some of the money laundered to him from Black Lives Matter, you know, sitting there goofy with his, I think he's going through the early stages of senior dementia. I feel sorry for him, but he's moved farther left. And Joe Biden's early career, he was a socialist communist. I'm going to begin demonstrating that to people. So I agree entirely. And this military is a disgrace to it is not in the authority of the Department of Defense or the chairman of the Joint Chiefs to disregard an order of the president. The president, under the Insurrection Act, has the sole authority to declare the military to be put in the field in a domestic situation. And it doesn't make any difference with the Joint Chief, with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs or the Secretary of Defense think. If they don't want to do that, they need to resign. But saying they're not going to obey an order of the president because of the First Amendment rights is not within their constitutional prerogative, and they're on the edge of committing treason if they actually do refuse such an order.
Yeah, Dr. Corsi, this is Jim McKinney, and I've got to follow up with that because I was so disturbed when I heard General Milley say that he was embarrassed and he should not have stood next to the president, and I cannot, you know, because of politics, I cannot remember a major event in my 32-year career in the military where the senior officers in the United States military, in the midst of a crisis, did not stand and support the President of the United States. And to publicly come out and say something like that, I was very disturbed. How many times did you see Bill Clinton remember marching in the back of the White House with the Marines after the pullout of Somalia, how embarrassing and ridiculous that was? How many times were general officers sitting next to Obama after different events and there were clearly political acts? And to come out and publicly say that, I'm a little bit disturbed. I'm actually quite a bit disturbed. And, of course, a number of these senior admirals and generals that have come out and made comments on these issues, it's incredibly politically correct and unlike my history, early years, certainly, of the military.
Well, see, again, I saw the planning behind this. This is the left engineer. They know, they've learned how to master the media. They've learned how to stage political theater. So look at the staging. First, Esper comes out into the press room in the Pentagon and says, well, you know, I think the First Amendment here, we have to not obey that order. We have other we have a higher loyalty. Isn't that what Jim Comey said? And then second, we have coming out here, here comes Mad Dog Mattis. Well, I think he actually did lose his mind. And he's saying, I'm looking at what he's saying, I'm looking at what Esper said. These two guys just had the same thing. I said, words are a little different. So those are coordinated statements and the timing is coordinated. And then Milley comes out and I put his statement in there. I say, these three guys, this is 1, 2, 3, this orchestrated, we're watching a predetermined political staged event. And then Kelly comes on and Kelly says about the same thing, but in an interview with Scaramucci, who, you know, hates Trump. And then Kelly adds an element. He said, oh, yeah, well, First Amendment, but, you know, we should really elect presidents. We should think about them more because this president's somewhat erratic. And so I said, boom, 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 bingo. The whole deal here is to say the president is mentally incompetent and they're not going to follow the orders of a crazy president. They're going for the 25th Amendment.
Well, and then this.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and then dragging the country into these problems through this kind of incredible violence, the rioting and the looting, and this unbelievable thing that's happening in Seattle, actually antagonizing him to take a reaction that you have to do in order to establish, you know, some sort of sense of actual justice and law and order for the people that are stuck in those environments and the businesses. So it is. It looks very much like a coordinated setup. Unfortunately, I mean, I you know, it's just so sad for me to see this. But
you know, can I explain?
Hey, you guys,
go ahead, Alvin.
I'm sorry. We're going to take a real quick commercial break here. We're going to be right back with Dr. Jerome Corsi, Lieutenant Colonel retired Jim McKinney. We're going to talk about what's going on with the military, what's going on, why is the military not supporting the President of the United States, et cetera, et cetera. I have to say, based on my background, my historical background, I'm getting frightened. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Is talking with Dr. Jerome Corsi, one of my favorite political analysts in the country, Lieutenant Colonel retired Jim McKinney, 31 years experience in Army intelligence. You guys, the question that I would like to try and resolve in this final segment is, I'm very nervous right now. I would not personally visit my home city, the city of my birth right now, because it's terrifying to me that protesters, violent protesters, anarchists, have basically shut down an entire area of six square blocks in the heart of Seattle and taken over a police precinct. How did this ever happen? Dr. Corsi, let's start with you.
Well, again, it's the same thing. You have a military establishment. Let's stick with the military for a minute, because these leftists want to get rid of the police. And the Democrats, this is their platform for their 2020 presidential election. They want to defund the police. You have Esper and Milley. It's better to focus with them because they're in office right now. They just took a knee to terrorists from Antifa and Black Lives Matter, because evidently they politically agree with their agenda. Otherwise, they wouldn't have said these were First Amendment rights. Now, you don't have First Amendment rights to burn loot, burn, riot, do all the... I'm in New York. I know what they did in the streets of New York. You know, it's and that was not peaceful protest. The First Amendment does not protect that. And if Milley and the others wanted to argue that for me, I know they have now become equally as weaponized and politicized as was the Department of Justice, and they're out to get Trump. Now, two more points I want to make. Number two, they're going to be followed as soon as we get John Bolton's book out here, and we're going to hear Bolton say that he was trying to defend the country, but President Trump was erratic and crazy and couldn't be trusted. And then for 30 days, we're going to get Scaramucci and everybody else that Trump fired, and they're all going to come on and say that Trump is crazy, et cetera. Now, I don't think the American people are going to buy it, especially after I wrote this book, The Plan, to remove Donald Trump from office, because I'm showing you what they're doing. Now, the answer is, you know, look, let's turn it back. You got this guy Bolton with this stupid mustache. A little tiny guy. He's been out wanting to bomb Iran since I've known him, and that's about 20 years. And we're supposed to believe he's not the nutcase? I don't care what he calls president. I thought he was bonkers to begin with. and he's going to get Scaramucci out there. I don't care who Scaramucci thinks with. Scaramucci is the one I know is crazy. He went in the White House for about 7 hours and made everybody so mad they threw him out. And we're going to listen to these guys. And for the military, I'm telling you what, I wish I had figured Esper out a little bit earlier. I'd have been selling Esper with the Department of Defense these little pink marionette uniforms so he could get some pom-poms and have the military drill march on the football field as a band. And they could pick their gender-free. I mean, I want to know what Esper was doing and what Millie was doing during the Benghazi stand-down. I want to know what they were doing when Hillary was illegally shipping arms into Libya that ended up going through Turkey into the Syria rebels that became ISIS. I want to know what Millie and Esper were doing when it was rioting in the streets and in the squares in Egypt and the Muslim Brotherhood deposed Mubarak. I mean, I got a lot of questions. These guys were there. They were in command. They want to play this game. And by the way, they all called each other. And I can name you the names of who they called and the times they called. It's being published on the Internet today. And I believe that maybe the NSA heard that. Maybe President Trump's got all that. Now, that sounds to me like a mutiny. Sounds like a coordinated effort to take down the President of the United States. And if these guys did it, I'm coming after them for treason. And if I heard all that, Trump's got it in the NSA, and I guarantee you Putin's got it. So these guys are in a world of trouble. They want to play this game. As long as I'm alive, they're not going to get away with it.
Well, I want to say one thing, though, Dr. Corsi, and that is there is a, and I'm not disagreeing, I am very much on your side and Jim's side, both intellectually and emotionally, big time. But let me just say this. The amount of power behind what's going on right now, to me, is almost unfathomable. How can a group of literally young people take over six square blocks in the heart of a city like Seattle, Washington? The unbelievable is happening right now, Dr. Corsi. Comment on that, would you?
Well, you've got, of course, the compliant mainstream media.
Yes, sir.
I mean, and this has all been orchestrated. These people have learned all the Madison Avenue techniques of selling automobiles by putting pretty girls in them and all the rest. And so the media has got an echo chamber, and these narratives and themes are developed. And they want to say that anybody who opposes them is a racist, and you're supposed to mind being called that. I believe that the deplorables, when Hillary called them deplorables, all organized and were proud of the term. I think Americans are really going to get sick of this. And what the Democrats have done is they've got a lot of money. They got Soros money. Putin would be happy to see the United States go down. Xi and China would be happy to see us go down. And we've got internal traitors that are supporting them along. And I'm beginning to call traitors the NBCs, the MSNBCs, the CNNs. I want to investigate these guys for what's said in their boardrooms, and I want to get their documents on the table and see how they planned this thing and show that to the American people. See, the thing I've learned, and, early in my career, I spent a lot of time with psychiatrists all over the world when I was recording. Early on, I understood political violence. I was writing term papers in college. I published three books under my own name in college. I worked with the State Department through the AID, Agency for International Development, to work on how we deal with terrorism worldwide, and that was in the 80s. The point is, my book, they would have succeeded. Donald Trump would have been out. And I decided, I'm just going to write this book. It's that important. It's this book, Plan to Remove Donald Trump from the Presidency. It's an e-book on my CorsiNation.com website. I'm told Donald Trump read it yesterday or the day before. And I'm seeing some differences already in how he's dealing with this. Because once you see what they're doing, you learn how to deal with it, not to be afraid of it. They call anybody they want race. Anybody think I care what some nutcase 19 or 23 year old who's occupied a part of Seattle and wants free education and free income and free medical care, and also as much alcohol and marijuana and hot dogs as they can get. You think I care what he calls anybody? I think these are the people who are the problem, and we need to identify them as such. And the entire Department of Justice, I don't know what Barr is doing over there, but I'm going to solidly recommend that President Trump get a hold of the NSA and other recordings of who all these generals were talking to. We get their phone records, and, you know, they prosecuted the mutiny on the Bounty in Great Britain.
You know, Dr. Corsi, there's an actually very good article in the Just the News today talking about the specifics of what they said and what UCMJ codes they can be charged with, which would give authority to actually go back and do some investigation to legally do that type of a look. And I think it's important. They are making political statements. Don't pretend they're pretending they're apolitical people. And that's absolutely unacceptable in my view. Unacceptable.
What about World War II if General Marshall had said to President Roosevelt, I don't know that I'll be the commander in the United States because, you know, I think these Nazis have got some good – I think there's something there. They've got free speech rights here, Mr. President. I don't know that we should go to war with them. So I know they bombed Pearl Harbor, but they'll apologize. We don't need to do anything about that.
That's the last time we had a general that actually won a war. It was in 1945. Since then – we failed miserably over and over and over again.
Over and because over and over again. You guys, we've got to,
look, they
we
won't
gotta,
fight.
We gotta take a break
they
in
won't
20
fight.
Seconds. 20 seconds.
Well, 20 seconds, I want to tell you, let's go back and study General Grant. The day he pulled out of the wilderness after taking 15,000 casualties, and Lee knew every other general went back and licked their wounds, Lee looked at him and said, well, Grant's not the retreating type. That's the day he knew he lost the Civil War. Grant marched down to Richmond, and a lot of people got killed. Unfortunately, the purpose of an army is to kill the enemy combatants. It's not a nice job. But if it isn't done with discipline, these guys are traitors. I'd like to see them removed from office while a military tribunal conducts an investigation of their conduct.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to end it here. Dr. Jerome Kersey, Lieutenant Colonel retired McKinney. Thanks, guys.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.